Former CIA counterterrorism chief Robert Grenier says the failed Times Square bombing may indicate that al-Qaeda and its allies have abandoned more grandiose plans for the United States and are emphasizing smaller but still deadly operations.
One of the things that a lot of observers have been concerned about is the fact that there could be a change in tactics away from the spectacular and very difficult operations to conduct to operations that could be launched in far greater numbers, might have less individual impact, but which in the aggregate could sow a great deal of terror.
Officials were initially reluctant to link the Times Square attempt to foreign terrorists. Such assumptions of a foreign hand have sometimes proved false in the past, most notably in the 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, which turned out to be a purely domestic plot. But according to court documents, Times Square suspect Faisal Shahzad admitted to receiving bomb-making training in the Waziristan region of Pakistan. But Jim Cavanaugh, a bomb expert who just retired after 33 years in the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, says either the training was not very good or Shahzad was a poor student.
Well, when you see the device, what comes to mind immediately is you have a whole lot of desire, but not a whole lot of technical ability. You got some people involved that have a grandiose plot for some fanatical reason to put a bomb in the center of New York, but they're not very adept at explosives or bomb making.
Counterterrorism analyst Brian Fishman of the New America Foundation says the Times Square plot is an indication that al-Qaeda is either not willing or not able to deploy seasoned, well-trained operatives. He says that instead of using professionals, al-Qaeda is finding people who are ideologically motivated and well-placed to attack, but who receive only rudimentary training.
But I do think that in general we have seen a shift from more, for lack of a better term, professionalized terrorist operations to those that are conducted by not exactly amateurs, but folks with less training and less capability, generally technical capability. And so they've had to operate in sort of a more ad hoc fashion.
One wrinkle in the Times Square plot is that the claim of responsibility came not from al-Qaeda, but from the Tariq-e-Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban group. Analysts have been skeptical of this claim because the Pakistani Taliban has been targeting Pakistan, not the U.S. It has long been assumed that the threat to the U.S. homeland was from al-Qaeda. But former CIA officer Robert Grenier says the claim may well be true because of their threats of retaliation over U.S. drone aircraft attacks against the Taliban.
We should take the Pakistani Taliban, and specifically the so-called TTP, Tariq-e-Taliban Pakistan, at their word. You know, their leaders have been saying for some time that they want to strike targets well outside of their own region. They've talked about the United States. They've talked about the U.K. So I don't think that we should dismiss those threats.
Brian Fishman says it is unlikely that Shahzad was a well-trained TTP operative. But he adds, although the TTP and al-Qaeda have different goals, they have been growing closer, and that U.S. officials now believe there's a terrorist syndicate in Pakistan.
What al-Qaeda's greatest strength and its most dangerous capability today is the ability to indoctrinate and infiltrate other established militant groups that have operational capacity. The TTP is one of those. So when al-Qaeda is able to do that, they don't have to develop their own operation. They simply have to infiltrate a group that has its own operational capacity and redirect some of that capacity towards the West. There definitely does seem to be an indication that that is happening.
So far, attacks in the U.S., at least those that are publicly known, have been thwarted by heightened security awareness and increased counterterrorism measures from the U.S. side, as well as by both bad luck and professional incompetence on the terrorists' part. As New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said, his city was lucky this time. But luck can change at any time. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.